SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. Sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast. So on this show, what we're going to do is show you another side of our life that was pretty naughty, but it really wasn't swinging, but it was damn hot.
Well, we're a couple of swingers, and we just kind of got into, I believe it was like back in 2007 or 8, and a couple came to visit us, and we had some time in the hotel with them, and we happened to have a video camera. And we covered her in chocolate and whipped cream, and I got a hold of the camera, and we were kind of passing it off as we were devouring and licking
our morsel.
And I loved it. Yeah, I just got really turned on shooting it and getting up in there and getting the reactions, and John had fun too. And when we thought, okay, let's just put a website out there that we'll videotape privately people's erotic times together and just hand them over the footage that we shot, so it would be like a private thing. So we just put a little site up. It's called Private and Erotic. And like I said, this was a few years back, and we just pretty much said that we were in Southern California, and we didn't get a lot of calls.
Cost prohibitive to fly us to, say, Virginia. So it was something that we just kind of put out of our mind. And, you know, like Allie said, over the years, we've gotten a few calls. But then a few weeks ago, we got a contact from someone out of state who had a fantasy they wanted to fulfill for their husband for their 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. It all happened rather fast. She contacted us on a Wednesday. She wanted to know if we would shoot her with 4 or 5 other guys, kind of a gangbang situation. And if by chance we could help not only with the shooting, but with finding the gentleman to participate in this gangbang.
And I'm thinking, oh, this will be easy. I've set up threesomes for Allie before. I'll be able to find guys, no problem. Turns out that was the hardest part. The videotaping went pretty smooth, but the finding of the guys was difficult.
Yeah. But I just wanted to back up a little bit. You communicated to her that, yes, we are swingers, and we would be able to find you some guys.
Me and my big mouth.
She didn't know that we had have a podcast and that we were John and Allie or whatever.
Right. And for those of you wondering, if you know, the site is private and erotic, and we're not sharing any information about her. We're not sharing any video of her. We did give her all the copies, and we're just sharing our experiences and setting it up for her.
Mm-hmm. I wish that we had pressed record on Thursday and Friday and Saturday when we were setting it up and picking out the guys.
We had time to record. I was busy.
We were very busy, and it was, like John said, it wasn't as easy as he thought. But we were not going to just pick anybody. You know, we're not going to just put an ad up and meet us in the motel. I mean, we took this seriously. And I told John, I was like, you pick this like it's me looking for another male for a threesome.
But times 4.
But yeah, yeah. And with her, what she wanted. And what did she want?
She wanted the guys. She didn't necessarily care about their size of their cock. Ended up that all the guys were pretty big, but she just wanted them to be in shape and that they be straight, but able to perform together. She wanted body piles. She wanted a gangbang. She wanted all the guys on her.
Yeah, but she
didn't want them lined up.
Yeah, she said she didn't want them lined up.
So right away, I thought of two guys that we've had independent threesomes with before.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, those guys would be great.
And you contacted them right away, and they were like, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us when it is, and we'll be there.
So then I had to recruit 2 or 3 more. This was on Craigslist.
Right. And you got hundreds.
Oh, yeah, easily a couple hundred replies to that.
And you went through each one of them and narrowed it down, and then I would look and read, And then you had like several things that you would email back to them and get their responses. And it was a pretty exciting few days.
And then I would send them pictures to her. And then we started getting some like competing information from her, because all of a sudden size did matter. In her first contact, size didn't matter. Then I got an email and it was saying that the guys needed to be hung and that she didn't want condoms, that she wanted cum all over her and inside her. And that was kind of conflicting. So I was like, what the hell is this?
But she immediately called and I talked to her and she's like, the email I just sent, that was from my husband.
Right.
I mean, I wrote it, but it was his fantasy. And that's just his fantasy. So what I said and what he said, you know,
conflicted a little bit.
A little bit of conflict there, and she wanted us to know that. So we weren't quite exactly sure what she wanted. So we found the guys, and whenever we would have a guy that we were sure about, we would send her the picture. And I think it was up till Tuesday before we got the confirmation on all the guys. Some of the guys kind of got a little nervous thinking about it.
There was a couple of guys that dropped out because they were worried about playing with a group. They'd never done it before. And, you know,
it's a totally different dynamic than a male-female-male. So, I mean, that was what we were playing with also, because we had to get the guys that were comfortable playing around each other, but they had to be heterosexual. And a lot of swinging males in couples, if we had our couple friends, that would have been really easy to find. But finding single guys that are straight and are comfortable
and are experienced.
Well, yeah, that are comfortable around other guys in a group situation was a little bit challenging, but we did it. We found them. And it was all exciting. And like I said, I wish we could have pressed record in this part, but we were so busy. And she arrived Wednesday. She had a little business meeting as soon as she arrived. And John and I met her over at her hotel. And we had a brief introduction. And then I stayed.
I left
to hang out with her, and I wanted to make sure that she was comfortable with us and comfortable about the whole situation. And also I wanted to find out everything, all the details, what she wanted and what she didn't want. So
were condoms allowed?
Yeah.
DP.
Yeah, things like that. That John, when John came back with all the equipment, and we had professional equipment, we had big cameras, big lighting set up, and all that, we had to get in her hotel room. And when he came back, he was then going to meet the guys down in the lobby bar.
That was funny.
And so they could have a time to meet each other and give them the 411. I was just curious what was going on? What was the talk?
Well, we sat down in the lobby and I kind of just laid it all out. I introduced the guys, and none of them knew each other, and only two of them knew me. And the guys that we had played with before, they didn't know each other. So took a few minutes of introductions. Turned out that we had pretty much the United Nations there. A guy from South Africa, a Canadian, an Italian, and an African-American. Pretty much, it came up pretty fast. Our condoms going to be involved? Because I had told them all in email that if they want to use a condom, absolutely. So a few of them wanted to know if they were going to be required. And I just told them that she would prefer condoms to be used. Her husband, on the other hand, would prefer that there be no condoms. Another guy asked about DP, and I knew that was going to come up. And I just said, you know, it's not on the agenda for the evening, but it's not off the table. And we were talking about all this stuff, and it's obvious what we're talking about, and there's businessmen, because we're in a nice hotel sitting right next to us, and they're like eavesdropping in, and one of the guys gives me, you know, a nudge, and I look over at these guys, and their jaws are dropped. Eventually, after we'd been sitting there for maybe 10 minutes or so, we had a cocktail, and I said, okay, guys, look over there, and you see those two blondes sitting over there? Well, one of them is my wife, and the other one is our star of the evening, and they're checking her out. Like, oh, you know, let's go talk to her. And so I excused myself from them, And I went over to you girls, mm-hmm. and I said, hey, you know, they're raring to go here.
Yeah. Well, I was with her, and we weren't quite sure how it was going to go about. She wanted a drink, for sure, but if she wanted to meet the guys briefly before, or just...
Do it.
And she did. She wanted to meet them briefly, and she had a drink, so I kind of signaled to you that it was okay to come over. And it was a nice little meet and greet, quickie meet and greet. Down in the hotel lobby and lobby bar.
So we got the rules. We got the ground rules laid. Now it's mm-hmm. time to get her laid. And so the three of us, you and I and the other and the girl, we went up back up to the room and I told the guys I would call them when she was ready. And I wanted to get a soda out of the machine. I went back out downstairs to get to the vending machine. And the guys are coming up the steps. They disobeyed my orders. And they were like, too gung-ho. They were already on their way up. I'm like, guys, simmer down now and chill out. I will call you. Won't be long. I promise. This is really going to happen. So just chill out. Got my soda. Went back to the room. Wasn't too much longer after that we did call them.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, because we wanted them to come up one by one or two by two, not the whole group of them.
Reservoir Dogs.
Walking down the hallway. You had told them to come up one by one.
No, I told them to come up as a group. But I told
you
them
did?
To wait. Yes, I did.
No, I didn't. I did not want you to tell them to come up.
Well,
as
I did. I must have misunderstood that. But yeah, no, there's no sense in them coming up one at a time.
I didn't want them to come one at a time, but I didn't want them all.
No, for the video, I wanted them all to come in. I wanted that shot of this girl opening the door and all these guys flooding in at once. I mean,
okay.
That's a great shot. And so, yeah.
I was just uncomfortable with them all coming up at the same time.
No, not at all.
I did.
It worked out.
So
it was you.
See, I thought that they were coming up all at the same time after you had told them just to come up two at a time.
No, I never told them to come up two at a time.
Wow. See, I thought that was
them. No, I wanted the shot of all of them coming in. I wanted like, you know, pan over to the door, then pan over to the door again, then pan over. That's boring.
Yeah. But
come on in.
Come on in. But she didn't want really any setup at all. She wanted it just...
We plugged her iPhone into the television, put on some music, and the guys took it from there.
Another thing that she didn't want was she wasn't into any oral or touching at all. She was really...
On herself.
And she didn't even want... I had lube. I had some pure lube, and I was going to let her borrow some of that. She didn't want any of that. She didn't want any lube. She didn't want any oral sex on her or any touching.
She just wanted fucking and sucking.
She just wanted fucking and sucking and lots of cum. That was the main thing.
So it was cute. To get into the mood, Allie got naked.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought for one reason why I got naked, you know, what do you wear to a gangbang that you're videotaping, okay? And it's not like porno where you've got time to set up and change positions and shots. She wanted live.
No cuts, editing.
No stopping. And we had two cameras. So I'm thinking, okay, I have to be naked. I'm going to have to be naked because... What if I get into the shot fully clothed, accidentally, your shot? Because I was concentrating on the close-ups. So I wasn't totally naked. What I wore was some kind of like black boy shorts because I knew I could stick things in like batteries and stuff. I was being practical, but you know.
You had batteries in your panties?
My job was I was going to concentrate on the close-ups and the cum. Once it started, it was full on, and you used a tripod, but I was handheld the whole entire time. But it was very hot. The first two guys did use a condom, but in the back of my mind, because her husband's fantasy was for there not to be a condom. So I was in the corner of my eye seeing that he was using a condom, so I would like zoom in on her face and then pan. When he was inside of her, I would pan and get shots where it looked like there wasn't a condom used. And then a little while later, I was right at the end of the bed and one of the guys went in without a condom. And I was like, oh, I was in the perfect spot to get that.
It's your money shot.
get that shot for her husband, you know.
Two of the guys fucked her without a condom, and two of the guys fucked her with condoms.
Right. And they were great. They did get the cum all over her.
She was drenched. I think she did fuck one guy and take one guy up the ass.
She did. She did. But if I was going to pick out some guys for her, all I'm saying is all four. The guys were large, very large. And one of them
was huge.
Was huge. And I don't think DP would work too well with two guys that were extremely large. But I even had this conversation with her over our little lunch. she said, you know, I really don't, if the guys are really too big, DP is not really something that I'd be willing to do.
I think all the guys probably came at least twice. But even though the DP didn't come up, they did.
Yeah, I know. And it went on and on and on. And I was amazed. I mean, because I need to get worked up. I need to be touched and kissed and all that. But she was able to, just do the straight fucking and fucking and fucking.
It was surreal as it was going on there, because it happened so fast. In 1 week, we put all this together, and I'm sitting there thinking, holy shit, not only we put this gangbang together, we got paid to do it, and we're watching some hot sex. I mean, that's a great way to make a living. Yeah. I could do that every day.
I wish that was our day job.
Huh? Yeah, for real.
No, but what was cool about it, I thought it wasn't hot like the time when I was shooting people that we were playing with. It was more like, actually, I thought I would be really turned on in the actual shooting, but I was in a zone, a work zone, with my mind getting the shots.
Gotta be professional.
And I wasn't really thinking that much about sex when I was shooting that. But knowing sex and knowing at least two of the guys and when they were about to ready to come, that was a benefit, because having played with two of the guys, I could tell they were about to come, so I could zoom in and get the cum, and they came all over her face and all over her body, and then there was one.
She was
one
saying time, really nasty stuff too.
It was good because
naughty girl.
She is not that way, and that's what we talked about at lunch. She is not a talker, and she does not say naughty things.
Well, she did that night.
But she was going to try and make an effort to really let go and say naughty things and do naughty things. I mean, she had never done this before. It's not like she had done gangbangs before. I mean, she'd only had threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in a city but travel many, many miles away to larger cities when they swing. They don't even swing in their city. They're kind of like vacation swingers, I guess. She's very high profile, so she feels more comfortable swinging away from her place. So it was pretty wild of her. I was excited for her.
Her husband was super excited. I mean, he was texting her just before we started filming. Right when the guys came in, she was sending a text to him to let him know, this is about to happen. I'm about to get fucked by four guys. And she was pretty incredible about it. I mean, even right when we started, there was a possibility that there might be one more guy show up. And she was still asking for more. Here you have four guys in the room about to fuck her, and she's asking me, is there going to be one more coming? And I'm like, damn.
Yeah, and he was, but he got held up at his work, and he tried to make it over there, but he didn't make it. But there was four, and that was the minimum, and it was four, and...
And I did not fuck her, by the way, for the record. I did not fuck her.
They each fucked her, at least two. One fucked her, three times. One of my friends, with the biggest dick, fucked her three times, and they all came multiple times on her. It was pretty amazing.
And the last two guys fucked her and then pulled out and came on her pussy. And the guy with the biggest cock, he'd already come at least two times that night. Maybe that was his third. He just came just a little bit, and then another guy, he got right in there and fucked her after he had without a condom, and then he came on her pussy, and everybody kind of they knew that that was going to be a really important shot, because that's what, she wanted. she was telling everybody, I have come in my mouth, on my hair, on my tits. I need some on my pussy now. Fuck my pussy and come on my pussy. And then when that last guy finally pulled out, it was like a sigh went out, because she was just, I mean, she looked like she'd been put through a marathon. And the guys, too. I mean, so everybody was like, wow.
So that was our gangbang experience, our video experience, our naughty video experience. And
so if you're coming to Southern California and you would like to have a gangbang, privateanderotic.com.
And it was awesome. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. And you did a really great thing afterwards. We went above and beyond our duty. You wrote...
Because she was waiting for the FedEx to get the DVDs that I made her. She asked if I could write a story and tell what it was like from my point of view to her husband. So I wrote her husband a pretty explicit email.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can share that. Can we put that on the website?
I've got to read it again, make sure it doesn't say anything would give her identity away or anything. That was fun. I would definitely like this to be our day job.
Yeah. Setting up gangbangs.
Setting up gangbangs.
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
We're good at it.
Yeah, we were good at it. But I think it's like a once in a lifetime thing. I mean, you know, even the whole time we were getting ready, I'm like, is this real? Is somebody like fucking with us? You know, really, a woman wants to come here from out of town. She wants to pay us for us to set up a gangbang. And you went, yeah, right, sure. But yeah, and she was very attractive too. I mean, you know,
yeah, we didn't mention that, but she was very attractive.
Yeah, she was hot.
That was a good time, good experience, all around. Mwah! To all you sexy lifestyle women, and your husbands and partners too.
Good night, everybody.